Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, the fundraising at holiday time for Behind the Black, your generosity, subscriptions or donations. In addition, Bob is making available Genesis 8, his story of the success of 1968 after a very bad year. Those of us who were there remember the bad parts, but then there was this risk that NASA took to send human beings from our planet to another planet for the first time ever. Apollo 8 circumnavigated the moon and came home. That was a celebration that offset the bad year behind us of war and turmoil and election. However, I learned from Bob that there's reason to celebrate again because there's more risk coming. So $200 gets you an autographed copy of Bob's paperback, $250 for the hardback to celebrate 68 and look to 24. Much in 24. But we've got good things to say about 24 as well. Starship, always happy. What's Starship done, Bob?
SpaceX is building its Starship Super Heavy heavy-lift rocket. It would be more powerful than the Saturn V, but completely reusable. That Starship upper stage is also one of NASA's planned manned lunar landers for its Artemis program. So SpaceX is building one of the lunar landers, so is Blue Origin. NASA also has contracts with private companies to build manned rovers for the moon. These would be much more sophisticated than manned rovers, the rovers that the astronauts in Apollo used to drive around the lunar surface. These would be enclosed, so you wouldn't have to wear spacesuits on the inside, like cars, except sealed. One of those companies that has a contract with NASA to develop a rover, Luna Outpost, has now awarded the launch contract to SpaceX to use Starship to get that rover to the moon. Both Starship and Blue Origin's Blue Moon lander have also cargo contracts with NASA to bring cargo to the moon. And Luna Outpost is basically now signed Starship up to provide its cargo to the moon, bring its cargo to the moon. That's the rover. Now, Luna Outpost is one of three companies that has a contract, development contract with NASA to develop a manned rover. But NASA is not going to fund all three companies. It's going to choose one of those three companies to build the rover after looking at the development plans. And so Luna Outpost, I think, it offered the contract to SpaceX because it's trying to show that it really is covering all its bets and really has thought about everything, and that's what's going on, John.
Is this everything in one Starship, or are they talking about multiple launches?
Multiple launches. You'd send people on one launch and have cargo missions going separately, and that will include the rover as well. Remember, the concept in the long run was to build a base, which means you don't just go once and go and come back. You go and you bring supplies and you build the facilities for people to stay there more longer.
And we move to the future. Apophis. What is Apophis and who is expecting to learn about it, Bob?
Apophis is what they call a potentially dangerous asteroid. It has an orbit that brings it close to the Earth periodically. It's going to fly past only about 30,000 miles away from the Earth in 2029. That's well within the orbit of the moon. In fact, it's about the distance that geosynchronous satellites fly at, a little bit longer. And sometime in the next several hundred years, there's a very, 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 very tiny chance its orbit could shift and it could hit the Earth. And so it's potentially dangerous. So exploring it is important. So when it flies by in 29, we already have Osiris Apex, the Bennu asteroid mission, has already been repurposed to go to Apophis when it does its flyby to inspect it. Europe has been trying to develop a project called Ramses to send an asteroid probe to Apophis in 29, and they haven't yet approved its entire budget. But this week, it signed an agreement with the Japanese space agency JAXA to partner with JAXA to build Ramses and get it done in time to get it to Apophis by 29. And so what we're seeing here is an acceleration between Europe and Japan to try to make that mission happen, so we at least have a secondary probe looking at Apophis when it's close by. This is, once again, this is to prevent us from getting smashed by an asteroid. We learn about asteroids as much as possible, so if you need to move it out of the way or destroy it, you'll know how to do it exactly, John.
China is announcing a plan to land astronauts on the moon. Did they give a date, Bob?
They are targeting 2030 for their manned Apollo-like landing. This would not be their lunar base so much, though. They would do it in conjunction with what they want to do with their lunar base. But they want to try to put people on the moon by 2030. And they've now announced the basic infrastructure, architect of the plan. They would do two launches. One launch would launch the lander and ascent capsule to lunar orbit. A second launch would send the astronauts in a Mengzhou manned capsule, which is based on the Shenzhou capsule, and that would also go to the moon. And the two would then rendezvous in lunar orbit, the descent capsule, ascent capsule would go down, astronauts would be on the moon, and then the ascent capsule would bring them back to the manned capsule, which would then come back to Earth. That's their plan. Whether it happens by 2030 remains a little unclear, but you have to understand the whole space program. They've been following a very rational plan, and they've actually been following it pretty close to schedule now since the last decade. So I would be very confident they'd get close to doing this job.
And two launches because they don't have a heavy lift like Super Heavy?
Yeah, their biggest rocket is not big enough to do the same thing as a Saturn V or a Starship Super Heavy. They don't have one, so that's why they got two.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Your donations and subscriptions most welcome.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.